Hello mga katambay, this is the last episode para po dito sa ating series na ginawa, 12 Habits that could help you, my beloved student, to have an enjoyable school year, to have this great school year, and to equip you as well to be a good student. Now, talagang it's filled with challenges, ang pagiging estudyante. But what I want you to hold on to, what I want you to think, mga student, listen please, is that may magagawa ka. May magagawa ka para kahit anumang challenges ng pagiging isang estudyante, may magagawa ka. You could do something about it. And at the end of the day, I pray that these habits that I share to you would help you, equip you, and empower you. God bless you. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or kung saang platform mo man ito pinakikinggan. Make sure lang to hit that follow button or bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. This is it. This is part 4 of our series wherein I shared to you 12 habits that you could acquire in order for you to have an enjoyable school year, in order for you to be a good student, in order for you to have a great school year. So katambay, pili ka muna ng isa. You start there, start with one on sa tingin mo ano ang pinaka makakatulong sa'yo sa umpisang ito. And then sundan mo na lang, okay? Huwag mong biglain, hinay-hinay lang. Kaya nga ang pagbibigay ko ng episode ay tatluhan na habits para hindi ka kagad ma-overwhelm. Para din makita mo na kayang-kaya mo naman palang gawin ito. So ang importante lang dito katambay is you begin. Magsimula. You start. You do it. Alright? Yun ang importante dito. Now with all this input that I shared, simula na. Simula na na itong mga habits na ito. Good habits that could empower you to be a good student. Recap lang tayo sa mga napag-usapan na natin before. I shared to you, number one, tawag dito, we need to be organized. And then we shared there that in order for you to be organized, kailangan mag-prepare at mag-plano. Second, you need to write down agendas, write down things to do, write down your priorities. Napaka-importante po nito. Number three, I encourage you to be present. Have the habit of being present. Anong ibig sabihin? Yung meron kang self-awareness of what's happening now. All right? Now, number four, I shared a habit of, tawag dito, not being afraid and making mistake, committing mistake. Failing, that's part of the journey, katambay. I shared there that we need to redefine what is failure, okay? And then also, number five, I shared that we need to have a habit of asking question. Asking question for clarity. Asking question dahil, alam mo yun, there are things na maaaring hindi mo naiintindihan, no? At huwag mahihiyang magtanong, all right? Another habit, number six, is you need to have a study group. A group that will influence you to really be better. Okay? To study. Alright? Kailangan yan. Importante yan. Okay? Now, I also shared another habit that you need to have time to review. Okay? Kailangan balikan mo yung mga lessons mo. Meron kang personal reviewing. Iset mo yan, katambay. Another is you need to have healthy habits. When I say healthy habits, included dyan yung kung ano yung kinakain mo, kung nagpupuyat ka, di ba? Alright? And yung isa pang shinare ko, the previous episode is we need to remove our distraction. And we need to begin by identifying ano tong distraction ito so that in the process you could know how to prevent all these distractions. Alright? So ngayon, Katambay, ay nasa 10th habit na tayo, Katambay. Alright? And what I want to share to you is you need to have an extra curricular activity. Now, why is this important? Akala ko ba, tawag dito, dapat ACADS ang focus. Here's the thing, Katambay, and my beloved student. Burnout is real. Okay? Tama naman that we focus. But we also need to learn when to step out from that focus. When to have a break. When to choose to rest. Alright? Kasi kung hindi, burnout, pagod, stress, which all leads to sickness. And you don't want that, Katambay. Okay? Hindi siya magiging healthy. And having this extra curricular activity will help your mind to relax. Ang tanong na lang is, huwag naman sanang strenuous or mabigat or alam niyo yun, sobrang gampanin yung iyong extracurricular activity. The goal here is to unwind. Yan. Kaya nga ang ganda sa mga eskwelahan na merong mga organizations na pwede kang salihan. There are organizations that are encourage you to be sporty, di ba? May mga organizations naman na kung ang hilig mo ay magsulat, di ba? Marami ang ganyan eh, na mga org na pwede kang salihan, na pwede kang samahan. Mga extracurricular activity yan. Ngayon, kung ang trip mo naman ay nature tripping, nature mountain climbing, okay? Mamasyal, basta sa mga at makalanghap ng sariwang hangin, then that's good as well. Those are also extracurricular activity. Meron naman akong alam na tawag dito, swimming ang kanyang peg. Meron naman akong kakilala na nagbabanda siya. Kumbaga, nagkakaroon tayo ng outlet dito, Katambay. That's why it's really important. Kasi sa weekdays, let's admit it, di ba? Sobrang preoccupied na tayo sa pagiging isang estudyante. And that's our role na dapat gampanan. Pero hindi ka lang naman estudyante, di ba? May mga ibang roles ka rin ginagampanan. So, you also have to divert yung attention mo sa iba dahil hindi ka forever na ang role lang ay nakatutok lang bilang isang estudyante. Nagigets mo ito, Katambay? Ang bottom line ng message na to, kaya we need this habit, is to really have a break. Pero watch out din, Katambay, okay? Dahil as you remove your focus on the ACADS, baka naman puro ka na lang extracurricular activity. Meron akong kilalang ganyan. Sobrang excellent pagdating sa extracurricular activity, napabayaan naman ang ACADS. Okay? Sabi nga nung mentor ko, balance is power. So, take note of this, Katambay. Alamin mo kung saan ka passionate. And yun yung doon ka magsimula in having your extracurricular activity. Alright? Now, number 11 habit, make friends. Napaka-importante po nito, Katambay, that as you, tawag dito, pursue this journey, go through this journey of being a student, importante na meron kang kaibigan. Because at the end of the day, this journey, it's going to be lonely if you're just going to go through it on your own. Dahil naniniwala ako, Katambay, na sa journey mo na bilang isang estudyante, may plano ang Diyos sa iyo na included ang mga taong nakapaligid sa iyo. Diba? So, make sure to make friends. Make sure to meet people. Alright? Make sure to build relationship, no? Tuwan-tuwa po ako dito sa pagkakaibigan ng kapatid ko, ng ate ko. Kasi hanggang ngayon, connected pa rin sila. Since high school, they were together, they were classmates, no, hanggang sa magtapos. Tapos, kahit college na sila, they still get connected, no? They still see each other from time to time. At ngayon, na successful na sila sa kanilang mga areas, careers, no? And even families, no? They still tend to meet, see, and catch up. Kasi at the end of the day, Katambay, it's good to have people around you na, alam mo yun, makakasama mo talaga. Makakatulong mo. And alam mo yun, ito yung mga tao na sa journey mo ay mas maiintindihan ka at maiintindihan mo. Bakit ka mo? Eh, parehas naman kayo ng pinagdadaanan. Parehas din kayo ng role na ginagampanan bilang isang estudyante. Okay? So, make friends. Make friends, get to know them, build relationship. Now, before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
All right, so after you finish listening to this episode, I encourage you to listen to them. Where I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Now, I want to give you the 12th habit that you need to acquire in order to have an enjoyable school year, and that is for you to respect everybody. Respect every bilang isang estudyante. The thing is, sa season ngayon, sa panahon ngayon, no, one thing that I notice is napakadami pong masyadong entitled na estudyante. To the point na nawawala na po ng respeto sa kanilang mga teacher, sa kanilang mga professor, and even sa kanilang mga kapwa estudyante. Dahil feeling nila, no, that sila ang dapat, no, na pinapansin, dapat may privilege. Hindi po ganun Katambay. At the end of the day, you also learn how to build and have a good character. Bilang estudyante, oo, importante na matuto ka ng mga lesson na tinuturo sa inyo, pero matuto ka ring maging isang makatao. Dito mo rin bubuuin sa season na ito yung integrity. Kaya, as students, learn to respect people. Alright? Kung paano mo nire-respeto ang mga magulang mo, kung paano mo nire-respeto ang mga kapatid mo, dapat ganun din sa eskwelahan. Dapat ganun din sa iyong mga guro. Dapat ganun din sa kapwa mo, estudyante. Walang ano, tawag dito, porke mayaman, sila lang. Porke may kaya, sila lang. Hindi. Dapat equal. Dapat pare-parehas. Dahil ba janitor at janitress, eh hindi mo na irerespetuhin? Baka hindi mo alam yung trabahong ginagawa nila ay sobra-sobra para lang mapaglingkuran ang bawat estudyante. Porke ba security guard lang, tawag dito, hindi mo nare-respetuhin. Aba, teka, huwag mo silang lalanglangin. Nandiyan na yan para may purpose yan. For your security. Okay? So, I need you to listen, Katambay. I need you to treat everyone with respect. To acknowledge that person has value, has worth, may halaga ang taong yan. So you need to give that due respect to that person. Gets mo, Katambay? Bawas-bawasan natin yung pagiging entitled masyado. Yung pagiging iniisip natin, hindi, privilege ko to eh. Hindi, dapat naman talaga nila akong paglingkuran. Hindi, dapat sila mag-adjust sa akin. Teka, Katambay. Hindi ganun ang buhay. Alright? So I pray that this habit would really help you. Would really shift, kung ikaw man ay nalilihis, shift you back to ano ang dapat. Okay, Katambay? Kasi, oo nga, sayang, okay, sabihin na natin, pag graduate ka, ang dami mong natutunan. Pero parang sayang naman yung mga lessons na natutunan mo kung hindi mo naman natutunang rumispeto ng ibang tao. Diba? So I will end with this habit, Katambay, and I'm really praying for you. I pray for you that as you go through this journey, I don't know kung nasaan ka na ngayon, you might be graduating na or maaring nagsisimula ka pa lang, freshman ka. Ang dasal ko is makatulong sa iyo talaga itong 12 habit that I shared. So balik-balikan mo kung kailangan, pakinggan mo uli para lang ma-equip ka and then take notes, okay? Now, again, just like sa ginawa ko sa mga previous episode, no, I want to end with a call to action. So first, what is it that you love to do? As you talk about extracurricular activity kanina, ano yung paborito mong ginagawa? Parang sinabi ko sa kanina, saan ka passionate? Alright? So do that. Let that be the break that you need. Tapos, sabi ko naman kanina that we need to make friends. Here's the question. What kind of friends are you looking for? So make sure to check it as well. And please, make sure to hang out with the right people. People that will influence you to be a good student. Okay? Hindi maging bully. And last call to action. Alright? Question. Do you want to be treated with respect? If yes ang sagot mo, the best way for you to be treated with respect is to give respect. Ito na mga Katambay. Dasal tayo in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and for your love, for your message, for the wisdom that we received today. Lord, we pray for all these 12 habits na meron po kami ngayon. We pray, O Lord God, that you guide us, empower us, O Lord God, as we go through all these habits. Nawa, magsimula kami sa isa, and then isa uli, and then all these 12, O Lord, ay magampanan namin, Panginoon. That at the end of the day, being a good student, Lord, would also give glory to you, and let that be our mission as students. This is our prayer in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, Katambay, for your time and for listening. Follow me, mga Katambay, again dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Make sure lang please to rate this podcast. Malaking tulong po sa akin yan para marami pa tayong maimbitahan dito sa ating tambayan. Okay? Follow me, Katambay, sa aking social media account, sa aking Facebook account na Coach Lep. And you could email me, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.